I know you don't have money, Mikey. So I dished it out. I paid the tolls. I paid the gas. I even gave you food for meals. And what did you come across with? Nothing nutritious, nothing that would make you into a world champion. I can count each and every time, Mikey, Doritos. Now, if you want to ruin your body, well, damn well, that's up to you. But the fact remains, when you don't need Jack as Jack, and you were able to get a ride on your own, those Doritos stayed there, and they hawked at me, and they called me. I couldn't resist anymore. For God's sakes, man, don't you realize I've got an eating disorder?
Doritos? Eating disorder?
This is Doc Gallows and the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass Choppy, and that's just
too sweet ski.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island, New York City.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy. On Rant EM Radio, proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody?
What is going on?
We're live. Hello, everybody. We're live on the Rant EM Radio. Listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're part of Dark Satellite Media. We're part of Shining Wizards Network. And people are asking me for shit. Hold on a second. Everybody's like, where do I watch this? My sister wants to watch. So I'm sending her a link. So...
we're on the YouTubes, we're on the Facebooks.
We're on everywhere, man. We're live on the Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media, like I said. And this is episode 379.
Do you ever think you get this far?
No. No. I'm Phil.
I'm Jay.
And Jay... Jay gets music. It. Jay gets music every episode now.
I got it all! Come on, this is good. I'm telling you,
it doesn't get old.
I'm bunkering down on this one. Look at all I've got. Come on, I golfed today.
I know.
A lot of that sound, but a lot of lost balls.
Hello, to everybody listening live on YouTube, like Jay said, and who else? Where else? We're on Facebook. We're on rantemradio.com. We're in the chat room there. That's pretty much it. And Jay and I were just talking pre-production. Jay went golfing today.
Yeah. Trying to get it in, you know, trying to get a few rounds in before the end of the season.
I mean, the fucking, it's like Indian summer, dude. I did the whole thing with the gimmick, with the whole, because my stepfather was like, you might want to wrap up your air conditioner. I have a 12,000 BTU air conditioner, because I only have two windows in my apartment.
Yeah.
So, you know. This thing cools off the entire apartment.
I was going to say, that could cool off the whole first floor, 12,000 BTUs.
Right, yeah. So, I'm in the basement. I'm in the basement level. I'm next to the backyard. There's a fucking breeze coming through. So now I do the whole gimmick. I get the wrap for the back of it, for the front of it. You know what I'm saying? And I wrap it all up. And it's fucking 75 degrees the last 2 days. I was like, are you kidding me right now? And like, humidity was like 90% today.
I was about to say, you'd have it on today if it was up
to you. Of course. Yeah. I would at least run it and
cool it off,
then shut it off. I unplugged it because it's on a Wi-Fi. And all of a sudden, like, it's fucking summer again. I'm like, this is retarded. And then it's humid. I'm like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to go down like the 40s tonight, tomorrow, I think.
I think
like
tomorrow night's supposed to be really cold.
It's supposed to break, but come on, man. This is terrible. And then, like, what are you going to do? Like,
Yeah.
And
because there's nothing worse than trying to sleep and it's hot out.
Yeah, and I got the window open right now. I got the window, and you know, and Augie loves the window. My cat didn't have windows at the last apartment. He didn't have a window at all.
Mm-hmm.
He would jump up in the bathroom and try to go out, look out that one, you know. So he's got the front window. He's got the second window in my bedroom. Then he's got the fucking sliding door window that he sleeps in front of now. That he gets the sun. He gets the rays, you know.
Yeah.
So when I open the window in the bedroom, he's like, "Oh, this is great." He jumps on the windowsill. He lays there. He goes after birds, you know.
He's like, just taking in the rays, huh?
He's taking the rays. He's yelling at the animals outside. He's yelling at me because he's yelling at the animals. I'm like, what am I to tell you? There are animals outside. He saw a blue jay like a week ago, and he darted for it. I was like, dude, if you break that screen, I'll kill you. He looked at me like, I'm going to do nothing like that.
Poor guy doesn't even know. He's just trying to hang out.
Yeah. Conspicuous by his absence.
Yeah.
Our resident pain in the ass, Mr. Margassa, is absent today.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Choppy got called into work tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. So he's here, there, and everywhere. But we're going to have a good show tonight. We have a really good throwback for you. This is Jay's pick because Jay's birthday is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, who's going to celebrate Jay's birthday on a Tuesday? My birthday was on Tuesday this year, too.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny because I remember we were saying earlier this year, you know, and like we talk about birthdays, and it's just like a friend of mine too, his birthday was Thursday, and he was like, I don't know, man, this year it's taken to like wish you could just have one back, you know. I wish you would just be able to like get one back, and you know, because this year it kind of took the piss out of everything, you know. So
yeah, we tried to. I mean, we had a nice birthday for me.
Yeah,
but like it was still still people there. It was like it just didn't feel right, you know.
Yeah,
it was great having you guys there. You know, it was great that Fallon and her family threw me that party. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like nothing felt right this year. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited for your birthday because not only is it your birthday, but it's a year you've been with us.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
which is funny because in the grand scheme of things, it really to say that a year, because it was funny, the Facebook memories or whatever, like it came up, and I remember like when you know one of the first shows it came up, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like I actually get to see it, blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden you blink your eyes and you're like, holy fuck, it's been a year already.
I blinked and it was 8 years.
Yeah,
I blinked and it was five. I think 5 years with Choppy already. 4 years, whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of cool. It's really kind of cool, you know. Like you know, and I can't I can't say enough thanks to you and Choppy and literally everybody that listens and everybody from the Facebook group to you know to the whole network, Shauna Wizards Network. You know, everybody just it's humbling in a sense, you know. You realize you're measly on wrong. My friend said it to me today. Like, I made the joke, you know, how I'm a Renaissance man and all that. But like, my buddy's like, he goes, seriously, like, is there nothing that you don't? Because I'm whacking golf balls, like, you know, scratch golfer at best. He's like, I was like, dude, I do it all. Like I you know, and I was like kidding around.
That's right.
I was like kidding around about it, but then like, you know, you think about it, you're just like, man, life's about living, man. And literally just taking advantage of every minute on this fucking earth.
I can't see the chat room for some reason. So
I got it. I got a.
So who's in the chat room saying hello?
I got, you know, Squires is in, Jamie, Fallon. Fallon says hello. What's up, Fallon?
Hey.
Happy birthday. She says thank you very much. Shaylin, of course. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Shaylin, so much. Elaine, I see. All right. Well. So. Few heads
hula
in
hula's in there. All right. Hula hula.
That's so bad.
No, it's not.
That's so bad.
Listen. First of all,
that's
I can call.
So accurate.
For any,
so
any,
bad.
Anybody else calls Elaine now, we're going to punch him in their face.
Oh, without a doubt.
We're allowed to do it. That's it. That's the bottom line. But yeah, my sentiments exactly. I can't really. I had a vision for the show, and even if we didn't bring you on, we thought about bringing a third person. We just didn't have anybody. Either local or just didn't have the vibe. When you vibe with us, it was like, all right. And even Choppy was like, yeah, it worked out well because, you know.
It's kind of, you know, a few weeks ago with that whole, the motorcycle thing, you know, as, not that it was a life-changing thing, but it really makes you introspective in a sense where you can just sit there and just go, things are supposed to happen as it is. And I'm very, like, in tune with that. And I attribute that to this as well. It's the same kind of vibe. It's the same
aspect. Like, it's, you know, supposed to happen like this. Because it's, like you said, you blink, you know, and it's a fucking year.
Dude, I'm blinking. My godson Marcus is going to be 11 years old tomorrow.
Yeah.
11, dude. I remember going to the hospital at night. I was in Long Island, and I made my friend take me. I was like, I got to go see my godson, my new godson. But it was like, I blinked, and this kid's 11 years old already.
Yeah.
Like, it goes so fast. And I was having this conversation at work last week with somebody. I'm like, listen, I work with kids who were conceived when I graduated high school. I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two girls, and they're beautiful girls. And I'm like, yo, listen, I said, take it all in now. Okay, you don't have kids yet. You're not fucking married. Enjoy your life. I'm not saying don't get married, don't have kids. I'm saying just once in a while, step back and breathe.
Yeah.
Because once you hit 30, everything goes, man. And I'm telling you, like, my nieces and nephews, every time they have a birthday, I'm like, where does it go? And I put it on Facebook. I'm like, where does it go? When Will's kids, my sister's kids, my one niece is in her fucking almost mid-20s already.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She just turned 22, I think, at the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is insane.
It is something. It's funny because, like, my friend's younger sister who, you know, we used to give swirlies to when we were in
high
school.
My sister Nat is watching. Hey, Nat. Speaking of my sister.
And, you know, we used to give swirlies to. We threw her in the dryer one time. Like, it was like, it's funny. It's a small, my friend, you know, my friend's sister Katie. And, you know, I'm just as close with the family. You know, and she was supposed to get married in June and COVID, and was supposed to get married in November and COVID.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so she ended up just doing something really small, and, you know, it came. I wasn't able to attend, but I came to the after party, and, you know, it's funny. Like, I wrote it in the card, like, wow, like, you know, where, and it's the truth. Like, where does it go? Like, it's out of nowhere. Like, and that's what I mean. Like, where, like, things are supposed to happen, like, as it happens. Like, just take advantage. I think if everybody just, like you said, you take a step back. I think I'm a little guilty of too many times taking a step back, and, you know,
I thought I was too. And then, like, things happen, you know, like, these last 10 years, you know, everything ended almost for me, like, most, like, 2 years ago, and I had to recharge the battery. But, like, you step back, and I'm looking at my son. My son's 13 years old.
Yeah.
I've been in his life since he's 2.5. So it's like, you know, you blink, and now time hop is coming up with all the fucking pictures and whatnot. So it's like, okay, this is cool. But you need to step back. I was talking to my mom this a couple weeks ago. My mom just turned 65, right? And I'm like, you think that your parents are invincible.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to age, they're never going to die, like, because they're always there, you know? But then, like, when you hit a certain age yourself, you start questioning your mortality, you start questioning, like, every single aspect of your life. And I'm like, holy shit, man, my mom's pushing 70.
Yeah.
Like, my dad would have been pushing 70. My dad's dead 19 years on Wednesday. My dad would have been pushing 70. He was only a year behind my mom. I was like, I just couldn't fucking believe. My sister's dad is 65. Like, it's just like you know. And I have, like, aunts, uncles in their 50s. All my aunts and uncles are, like, 10 years and 15 years older than me. So it's like, but you just start, like, fucking questioning everything, you know?
You don't, there's no manual.
No. But you do need to smell once in a while those flowers. Yeah. Because you know what? You know, and it doesn't matter where you are in your life. If you're married, your kids, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, you just have to appreciate another day above ground, put it that way.
That's exactly it. And I was like, I say that at work. That's always my famous line. Like, oh, I'm 6 feet this way today, you know, like, and it's
another day.
It's kind of like a deprecating way of saying it, but it's in the other sense, it's actually kind of, you know, enlightening because, hey, listen, I'm here. Let's, you know, to realize how fickle life is, and I, you know, I'm doing another trip around the fucking sun, you know, you know, this coming Tuesday. It's funny, like, people are so iffy about birthdays, like, you know, you're 10 years older than me, so, like, you know, you're 35, like, you're so lucky, and I just go, I feel lucky, obviously I feel lucky, but in the same sense, like, I'm not like that upset about birthdays. Like, I don't know what it is.
No, I like celebrating other people's birthdays.
I
like, I'm sad that my godson tomorrow, that I can't be at his party, but, like, I'm, you know, But I love celebrating parties, you know?
Wait, I gotta chime in because Shaylin just wrote Choppy got replaced by a birthday bag. And then, like, I've been staring at this birthday bag, and then I'm just like, oh, that has to fucking do with me.
That has to do with you, buddy. You can move those fucking nuggets. Jay's got 4 pounds of fucking nuggets from Wendy's. That was a pretty funny story, actually.
Oh, whoever... I had to go to fucking Wendy's 3 times today. All right, I got a big birthday bag.
You got a birthday bag.
I got a card.
Open the card first.
Oh, open the card first? All right, hold on.
Yeah, don't be a fucking douche about it. I hate...
I don't know.
What are you, 8?
Wow.
Open the card first.
Well, if it's got something sentimental in it, I got to
read it. No, I'm not sentimental, bro. Are you kidding me?
Can still blow out all my candles
See?
In one breath.
Look at that. You got a coupon. To
I
blow
can
out
still
all your
do
fucking-
that. Yeah. Oh, that's so
there
awesome.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, it's removable. Oh, yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. Oh, that's a great card. See, that would be a card I would get somebody.
Right, exactly. I figured that.
Let me put the mic down.
Yeah, put the mic down. You got some presents in there.
It's so funny because, like, I'm so bad at birthdays. Like, I'm really, like, really bad on it.
Nah, man. You and Tabor got me a fucking tablet this year with that gift card. So, okay. So, we made a design for you. And my sister Natalie put it to
No shit.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Oh, that's so
yep.
cool.
Yep. If you turn it to the front, it says it's Cop Club.
Oh, that is so
Takeover
cool.
Club special. And I think the Japanese lettering robbed it that for us, Rob. It says Golf Tour on it. And if you look at the sleeves, there's stuff on there too, I believe.
Holy shit.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep. So you got yourself a personalized shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're probably going to submit the design, but I want my sister to make more shirts because she did such a great job. And we got you a t-shirt too.
To match it. Fuck yeah.
So I have one. Choppy has one. So thank you to my sister, Nat.
Oh, dude, that is fucking sweet.
Happy birthday, brother.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So my sister made those. They're fucking amazing. My sister's like Captain Crafty now. She's making all the gimmicks, you know, but... Yeah, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's
things like that where, and I'm so bad at this stuff. Like where I look at that. Yeah, thank you so much, man. That really is amazing. And because I just go, that's so much better than any gift. You know what I mean? Like these like the little things that I mean. Like, you know, like you. You know, like now I'll take back, and I know I'll show Taba, and like she'll be fucking amazed at this, like, because it's, you know, I guess like sometimes you don't realize it was like the same thing. I think I said it on the show before, like, you know, like I'm just a guy, I'm a regular dude. That's how I picture myself.
Yeah, but you're our dude. You
yeah,
know, you
and
know
it's
saying?
Funny, like you know, and like you see all this stuff, and you just go, man, like, am I really like it's just like. Like a dent. I'm not even like, you know, you want to make a ripple in people's lives, but like, man, like a fucking dent. You know, dude, that's fucking, I'm speechless. That's
so thank you
fucking
to
amazing,
Rob.
Man.
Thank you to Rob for helping us design that.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you guys.
Thank you to my sister,
Chops.
Natalie.
Chops, I love you. Phil, I love you.
You're welcome, man. Enjoy
that. That's amazing.
I told my sister, because my sister was 70 miles away. I'm like, I'm going to send you the shit. And you got it like 2 days to me. I think I paid almost as much as in shipping. I did for the actual shirts.
Oh, that's
but because I wanted you to have it, you know what I'm saying?
That is so fucking cool.
I gotta get like I was telling my friend this. I have to get with this whole Photoshop shit because I have so many ideas in my head for like stuff I want to do for the show, like, you know, t-shirts, and I have stuff that I want to do. I just have to, you know, I have to work. I have this I have sort of like a, I mean I'm pretty nifty. I'm pretty computer literate.
Yeah.
But I also have like a learning disorder. So it's like sometimes I have to read certain things like fucking 17 times over.
Yeah.
I'm not really a good test taker. Shit like that.
Well, it's funny.
I get by. I'm not a retard. I get by, you know?
It's funny you say that. Like I'm nowhere near a good test taker. My mother found the results from the sanitation test I took, you know, 14, 15, no, shit. Goddamn, longer now. 17 years ago. And wow, and I got a 95 on the test. Like, and anybody that knows about a city test, that's, you know, they show you a picture of a lug nut,
yeah,
and they ask you what wrench that fits
yeah.
in. And like now, like I'm like, you know, at the time I'm like, great, I got a 95. Now I look at it, I go, what the fuck did I get wrong on that?
Right,
you know, but like, and it's the same thing. I think it's like a it's not a disorder. I mean, you know, I'm just saying on my end, like, to me, it's just, you know, you get used to it. You just go, oh, okay, I want to get this done. And then you're not paying attention anymore. You know, that type of stuff for me. That's why I was never a good test taker.
I when I type or I write, I miss words or I'll misspell words. Like, it's like, you know, my brain is I forgot the name of it, but my brain works quicker than my mechanics do.
Yeah.
You know, like I already have 17 sentences in my head and I'm only typing out 15.
Yeah.
So I'm missing shit. And it's like, I mean, I can admit this. I don't care. People can make fun of me all they want, but
my dad has a great analogy for it. He says, like, inside everybody's brain is, you got these little gerbils that are just working tirelessly, you know, your memories. It's all file cabinets. So, like, I'll ask my dad something, and he'll just, like, look up, and then it's just blank stare. And I look, and he's just like, yeah, gerbil can't find that file cabinet right now. And it's just like, but it's like, if you really think about it, like, we learn so much stuff every day.
Right, but the thing is, too, when I started this podcast 8 years ago, I remember things, and if my sister's still listening, she can vouch for this. I can remember things from 35, even 40 years ago, and I'm 46. Like, I can remember where I was, who I was with. What I was wearing, the smell of the air, of the area, but I can't tell you what I had for dinner 3 days ago, and that's fucking, and for me, I'm borderline depressed about it. I mean, I told my therapist, I'm like, it sucks that I can't remember shit short term. You know what I'm saying? And I just my mind doesn't process it all the time, and I have to, like, stop and think and fucking, and it's just it. My sister's a true story, but it's like I can't process certain things. My sister has the same problem, she said, but, like, I can't even, like, you know, even, like, I mean, I listen, at my job, if I'm on an ambulance, I'm gold, you know, and I, you know, paperwork and patient care, and I barely drove, I didn't want to, but when I did it, when I could, I did, but when it came to driving the ambulance and doing other shit, then I came into communications, and I was like, this is a 20-year thing now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to teach yourself shit, but I know, like, I can do it, but I couldn't write it sometimes. I couldn't, or with the skills, when I have to retest, I'm like, I failed the station. I'm like, how did I fuck? I've been doing patient care since I'm 17 years old, but they want it a certain way. Yeah. So it's like, but when I write letters now, I like to give greeting cards and like to write letters to people and type letters to people.
Yeah.
And I have to proofread it like 1,700 times before I fucking, when I do stuff on the page, I have to, I'm you know, either I copy and paste, or I just, you know, or I send you guys a text, I'll miss words. And it's like, because my mind is going so fast.
I think that just happens. You know, I don't know what kind of trait that would be. That's where you get into the cycle. And I like delving into, like, psychology type stuff, but you know, that could be something where it could just be as simple as, you know, you're being 2-3 steps. Like, you know, you always got these people, you know, like, I'll try to swing it back to wrestling. Like, you think of somebody like, you know, like Jake the Snake, you know, who is just probably, arguably the most, psychology-wise, the most effective character.
100%.
You know, and it's just like, now, how does a guy like him
become a junkie?
Exactly. And it's because it's like, especially if you see the resurrection of Jake the Snake, who, you know, I watched it with Taba, and she's listening. I think she's listening. she loved that movie, and she doesn't know anything about him. But the idea of he's doing something that he's passionate about, and, like you said, just out of nowhere, like, you know, just being affected in other ways. You know, where he's 2-3 steps ahead in one area, but then in other areas,
it's part of life. Because
part of life, yeah. It's just, well, that's where I was going to go.
Know, and in my neighborhood, and my dad included, we had so many people in our neighborhood that were, like, genuinely good people. Like, they were good fucking, you know, they were good parents. They were not good parents, but they were good people. Like, they were good to their neighborhood, they were good at their job, they were good, you know, and then they had these demons, you know, like they had drug problems and alcohol problems and stuff. But almost every junkie I had personally, I knew in my life, were amazing people. My dad, my cousin, my uncle, friends mm-hmm. that close to me. I had a partner at work, was probably the best partner I ever had skills-wise, and he overdosed. He lived out here, actually,
okay.
from Woodrow Road. But, you know, it was like, you know,